Process is Practice, Reimagining the Lost Hardwick Mural is an exhibition by artist Kayla Austin. You can visit the Tube Factory Art Space to view the show from now until December 17th. Here's an excerpt from an audio recording of Kayla sharing her process of creating these works. This project is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services.
So John Wesley Hardwick was an impressionist painter here in the city of Indianapolis. He was born in Norwood in 1891. Yeah, the mural does not exist anymore. So John Hardwick was the only African American painter in the state of Indiana to get a Works Progress Administration mural. The Works Progress Administration was a post-war federal program that allowed cities to commission artists to do public artworks, normally labor focused, right? This is like the 30s, 40s, right before World War II. And there's a huge industrial boom in the United States, but there's also the Great Depression. And so they need to figure out how to pay artists, right? Doesn't that sound familiar? Right?
Yes,
that
it
sounds
does.
Weirdly similar to the 20s we're going through now. And so John Hardwick is the first person in line when the Works Progress Administration opens up applications. And he gets his mural. He is approved to do it at Crispus Attucks, which had just opened in 1927. So it would have been like a sparkling brand new school back then. For those of you that don't know what Crispus Attucks is, in 1927, the Indianapolis public schools segregated formally. When they had been established in the 1850s, it was an integrated school system. Each neighborhood could kind of choose whether they really wanted to be integrated, but especially down here on the southeast side, they were all integrated schools. In 1927, they formally segregate IPS and send all the black students to one school and all the white students to another. And we've got a lot of oral histories from the elders who had grown up in these integrated mixed race communities, sitting at Crispus Attucks and waiting for their white friends to show up, and they never show up, right? So this is kind of a traumatizing moment for Indianapolis, right? Mm-hmm. Because it separates us from each other. We might not have been separated before. Certain parts of town, for sure, but especially on the southeast side, where there had been this large abolitionist movement and where there was a lot of, especially German and Jewish people who were interested in helping to stabilize black people after the end of slavery. It was a shock, right? And so Crispus Attucks opened in 1927, and they really wanted to promote black education, right? Crispus Attucks has almost all of their teaching staff in the 20s and 30s had PhDs. Like, they were doctorates. They couldn't get jobs anywhere else in the city of Indianapolis, so they teach at the school, right? Not jobs they deserve or would have been properly compensated for. Mm-hmm. And so they really were focusing on Attucks creating black excellence, right? They wanted them to be doctors. They wanted them to be lawyers. They wanted them to speak five languages, and they wanted them to be excellent, right? Which is also totally valid, right? They wanted black children to have these opportunities. But when it comes to John Hardwick's mural, this becomes a problem. The Works Progress Administration is a labor movement. John Hardwick is a poor black man who works at a foundry, right? And so when he gets his commission to do his Works Progress mural, he paints it of foundry men, right? He paints it of people he worked with, people he could see himself in, right? And according to the oral histories from his daughter, who was there at the time, Miss Rowena, it was a beautiful piece, right? But because of Crispus Attucks's kind of hope to raise black doctors and lawyers and educators, they did not want to uplift the story of the working class. They thought that foundry workers, having a painting of foundry workers, having paintings of the lower class in the institution would distract the students from these lofty goals. And while I get where they were coming from, it's such a major oversight because how many Black people in the 1920s were becoming doctors, right? How many Black people in the 1920s were able to leave the state of Indiana and go to college, right?
Right.
And so by getting rid of that mural, they also kind of separate them. Crispus Attucks kind of separates themselves from the lower class, right? And I can't imagine how heartbreaking that must have been for John Hardwick, right? To have been the only Black artist in the state of Indiana to get this commission, right? And to do it at the school where my daughter went, right? And my kids are all there. And they say, take it down. And they put it in the basement and it's never seen again. It's been lost for 100 years, almost. So...
this is where you come in.
Yeah, this is where I come in, right? Yeah. And so I've been working with the family to kind of reimagine this mural, right? We've got this huge park property coming on the Hardwick property. John Hardwick's family has been a fantastic collaborator for recreating this mural. Like I said, for all the families, they have these archives, that date back almost to the Civil War, some of them a little older. And the Hardwick family has their own. So each family has a memory keeper, and that person is in charge of holding on to the story of their family. And they do these like events where everyone sits around these big tables, and all the families, regardless of you, they don't even know each other, but they all do the same things. Where they sit up their tables, and they bring every member of the family from diapers upward to the table. We all sit down and we learn and remember this history together. And that's really where that intergenerational model comes in, and why I chose to pull it out for this project is that they're already doing it. You know, it's much easier to lean into the systems that are already there than to try to place something new on someone. But the Hardwick family has a pretty spectacular collection. All of these photos we have never seen of him, all of his sketchbooks and diaries, which does not help me with the mural because he didn't do sketches for any of his murals. Really? He just went in and painted them on site.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So what the closest we've got for the lost mural is the National Malleable Company. He painted it in 1941, so like almost a decade after the mural. And it's almost exactly the same subject matter. Three foundry workers. It's dark. It's sooty. It's gross looking. I don't imagine it would have inspired me to want to be a foundry worker. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would have been like, maybe I should stay in school. And so using kind of all of these little bits of the family and the diaries and the oral histories and the people in the neighborhood who are like, oh yeah, I do remember that guy that used to paint in the attic over there. We've just been able, I guess I've tried to take a step into his mind, right? I can never really get there because I am not John Hardwick and I am not Hal Woodruff and there are so many things I just could not know. And especially like with recreating a foundry painting, I have never worked in a foundry. I have never been in a foundry. So I can only imagine what it would have been like. Whereas his work probably would have been a lot more effective because he knows how you move your body when you work in a foundry, right? Mm-hmm. So I can like kind of copy it, but I'm not sure that it will have the same energy as it did when he did it the first time.
Yeah.
And that's where the family interaction becomes real important. Hey guys, does this look like something he did? And they're like, no. Sometimes they're like, no, what are you doing? He would have used a lighter hand. He would have been more feathery. He would have used his palette knife more, you know, and they're able to kind of coach me through the process of, you know, becoming John Hardwick for this purpose. Mm-hmm.
like channeling in a way.
Yeah, sure.
In a way.
In a way. Just a painting way, not a
not the
witchy way.
Not the witchy way.